And now for an update on Asian carp. The federal government has crafted a almost $80 million battle plan to fight off Asian carp in the Great Lakes. Joining us is Nathan Hurst. He's the Washington correspondent for the Detroit News. Nathan, what is this $80 million supposed to pay for?
It's going toward a number of carp fighting efforts, including a limited closure of the locks in Chicago that connect the Lake Michigan basin to Mississippi River, and also some controlled poisoning efforts and an installation of new barriers to keep the fish out of Lake Michigan.
Well, the Governor Granholm of Michigan has said that $80 million is not nearly enough to deal with the problem.
Well, and you know, she's got some good statistics to back it up. The state surrounding the Great Lakes spend well over $100 million a year battling lamprey eels and also zebra mussels, which are other very harmful invasive species on the Great Lakes. It's quite an expensive effort once an actual invasion has occurred.
You know, people who may not know much about this story would wonder what the big fuss is about whether or not these fish get into the Great Lakes, but scientists tell us that this is a crisis in the making should these fish pass by Chicago and head into the Great Lakes.
They're best described as very, very hungry fish, and they sift plankton out of the water and are basically able to sift out all of the food that any other aquatic life would eat before they're able to get to it. So they very quickly take over an ecosystem, and it is considered at a very red alert crisis level kind of deal.
And there's also a lawsuit pending filed by the Michigan State Attorney General, but also there's four other states that are in that lawsuit. What's the status on the suit against the government?
Right now, nothing has happened with it. It was rejected by the court, and then it was refiled. So we're still waiting to hear back on that, but they will be pushing forward pretty heavy on that lawsuit.
Okay, Nathan Hurst is the Washington correspondent for the Detroit News.